African leaders and delegates from more than 50 countries gathered in Addis Ababa for the 30th African Union Summit on Saturday and Sunday.
The meeting centered on press and security concerns, most prominently the conflicts in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sudan. Leaders at the summit called for dialogue to end the conflicts and renewed calls to merge two existing peace processes, the Rwanda process and the Nairobi peace process, to streamline negotiations between the DRC government and M23 rebels. Bankole Adeoye is the AU Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security.
We are all very, very concerned about an open regional war in eastern DRC. And this, we reiterated the need for caution and the need for M23 and its supporters to disarm and withdraw.
More than 3,000 people have been killed in clashes between government forces and the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group. The rebels have captured large Congolese cities, including Goma and Bukavu. African leaders also condemned human rights violations caused by the nearly two-year-old conflict in Sudan. But security analyst Senator Iribu says African leaders need to match words with action this time around.
If what is happening in DRC is not well managed, it will escalate. Not just issuing communique at the end of the meeting, it should be followed up with some strategic measures or plans to ensure that they bring some of these issues to the table and set up mediation team to try and let's look for African solution to African problems.
Beyond security, leaders further addressed the impact of climate change and food security on the continent while demanding reparations for centuries of slavery and colonialism.
The economic impact of colonialism on Africa has been profound. Historical estimates suggest that the continent lost trillions of dollars in both human and material resources due to colonial exploitation. Today, the descendants of enslaved Africans continue to face economic disparities, social inequality, systemic discrimination, and racial prejudices. Addressing these challenges requires more than just acknowledging them. It demands action.
African leaders also discussed the impact of U.S. aid cuts, urging the continent to focus on self-sufficiency and domestic funding for development projects. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the Director General of the World Trade Organization, spoke to Lagos-based Channels Television on the sideline of the summit.
Africa, we really need to change our mindset. Access to aid, I think we can begin to think of it as a thing of the past. We really have to focus on two things, attracting investment and mobilizing our own domestic resources. And I think that is a theme that is running through almost all the meetings here at the AU.
Many observers will be watching to see how quickly African leaders move to implement summit resolutions. But analysts warn that delays in securing peace in Sudan and Congo could lead to more casualties and prolonged instability. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.